back in action. How are you, Scotty?
Yeah, good, Michael. How are you, mate?
Very well indeed. When does the little fella head over to Victoria?
He leaves today, mate, on the boat. So he's going down to Mitch Friedman's at Ballarat. Talia Hope and Co. will be looking after him down there, and he'll head to the races on Saturday.
Well, he's an old hand at travelling now. How do you think he's going?
Yeah, he's going terrific. His first up run was really good at Caulfield, but he's coming off a few little injuries and niggles. I probably overtrained him a little bit for it, but his sectionals were still really sound to the line. He pulled up good from the run. We've given him sort of 6 weeks between runs, a fair weight, but up to the 1,400, smallish field. I think he gets his opportunity to run a good race again.
And he's drawn a good gate. He likes wet conditions, so it could actually all pan out well for him.
Yeah, absolutely. So it's a shame we can't get over there with him to watch him, but these days it's a little bit tricky, isn't it?
Now, there's no doubt about that. Where do you envisage him being in the run from that gate with a smallish field?
Yeah, look, I reckon he could posse up midfield, which would be great. So he's been struggling to sort of be better than midfield over the shorter course, of course. But I think he can posse up midfield. The girl's riding really good. Well, she is for me. She rode terrific. So she gets her opportunity. I'm probably the best chance I'll give her this time round. But, and I wish her all the best.
Do we take a little something of the $5?
Yeah, 100%, mate. It's down to a responsible weight for him, for a horse his size. So I think he gets a great chance.
Gee, you've got an army in Hobart on Sunday. How many runners have you got?
Between me and Tegan, we've got 35 runners or 36 Gee. Runners. Yeah, so want to come and settle one up.
I was going to say, how many have you got settling them up?
There's a fair few of them, and I'll probably steer clear because I'll have to wear the COVID mask for a little bit longer because I've been over your way.
Of course.
That's all right. That means you get to sit in the car at the 200-metre mark and watch them. Yeah.
Wow, is this the biggest team between you you've taken to the races?
No, I think last time we went to the races at Hobart, I might have actually taken three more. So, this is down on last time, but we're pretty confident we can keep most of the win at the race in the family for the day. So between Tegan and I, and we're hoping we can have a great day. So good way to finish off the year.
Who gets bragging rights?
Yeah, Teague will get bragging rights.
So, well, you better give us the best from both stables then.
Best from both stables, all right. Ladernia Fee in the 2100, Teagan.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say Keeper's Touch for mine, and maybe I've got a really nice 2-year-old called Moves Like Jagger.
Oh, Moves Like Jagger, well named.
Yeah.
All right, Moves Like Jagger's in race 3. Keeper's Touch in race 4. So race 3, 2, race 4, number 1. And I'll look up Tegan's in the Stayers race as well.
Yeah, beautiful.
Good on you, mate. Best of luck over the weekend.
Thanks very much. Good to hear from you. Cheers.
Scotty Brunton. That's an incredible amount of horses he and his partner Tegan have heading to Hobart on Sunday. We'll take a quick break now. Keep those pens poised, though. On the other side, Glenn Ingram with the Trial Files.